With economic growth reported to be slowing, the Federal Reserve has lowered interest rates twice since the year began. Short-term interest rates are now a full percentage point lower than they were a month ago, and it's expected the Fed will cut rates again before its next meeting in March. The goal is to give the economy a boost, to try to shore up consumer and business confidence and prevent a possible recession. But how likely is a recession? Diane Swank is chief economist for Bank One in Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much will the interest rate cuts help the economy, and when?
Well, I think this is an unusual interest rate cut because it was so far anticipated by financial markets. We had seen mortgage rates in particular come down quite substantially as early as the fourth quarter of 2000. As a result, being a large consumer bank, we saw the effects of that very early. Mortgage refinancing, a little mortgage refinancing boom that started well into the fourth quarter and now carried into the first quarter. That means consumers were already taking advantage of these lower rates before the Fed even started cutting. And that mortgage refinancing boom was much like the one that we saw in 1998, not in magnitude, but in behavior. Consumers are cashing in the equity on their homes, and usually when they do that, they end up spending it. So come spring, they're going to have a lot of extra cash in their pocket in addition to the earnings that they're earning that will help to give a little extra boost to consumer spending.
Dick Berner is U.S. Chief Economist of Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. Mr. Berner, how much do you think the interest rate cuts will help the economy?
Well, Bob, I think they will help the economy, but because I believe the economy is already in recession, I think that what the Fed is trying to do now is to limit the downside of this contraction. In any case, I would argue that the recession is likely to be mild and short, but nonetheless, I think we're seeing contraction.
What about this recession? People weren't talking about recession until just a couple of months ago. Why does the economy seem to be sliding so quickly now?
Well, I think there are several reasons for why it's sliding quickly. One is that businesses respond much more quickly than in the past to signs of weakness in economic activity. They want to keep their inventories under control. Second, I think that the decline in profitability and the compression on profit margins in corporate America has come pretty quickly, and with that, especially because of a surge in natural gas prices and some other factors, I think that that has really curtailed business investment and capital spending.
Ms. Swank, where do you think this recession talk came from?
Well, you know, Dick and I are all good friends. He was my vice president at NABE, and now he's president at NABE, and we disagree on this issue. I'm coming from Chicago's perspective. I'm supposed to be in the center of all this economic malaise and manufacturing. I was in Detroit not too long ago, and it's funny, there's no talk of recession there. What we're seeing is actually the slowdown in capital spending is more of a payback to earlier Y2K-related investment gains. We had investment gains of 20% annually a year ago at this time, and they need to clear off the inventories related to that. But in fact, investment in capital spending internally in businesses, what we call intra-B, has actually accelerated, and we are seeing businesses rapidly, especially in the auto industry, the heavy manufacturing sector, move towards trying to tap into the power of the Internet, where its real power lies, and that's in its ability to enhance productivity growth inside of firms, outside of the marketplace. So moving from, you know, the B2C environment, trying to sell things to consumers, to actually trying to increase efficiency inside corporations.
So you think if there is a recession, it won't be severe?
I don't think there is a recession. I think this is a touch-and-go slowdown. We do have our lowest and weakest quarter in the first quarter. With that said, I guess we have a little stronger belief in Main Street than Wall Street and a different perspective from Main Street. We're seeing consumers, although they're saying they're cautious, their current financial situation is still very high, nowhere near recession levels, and they're spending and behaving in our consumer portfolio and among retailers as if life goes on. This is not nowhere near the kind of reaction that some people are talking about in terms of a retrenchment in consumer spending. There is a problem with draining inventories. We're in an inventory cycle, and consumers have shifted their spending. What we're seeing is people spend less on stuff. This is an old expansion with a lot of saturation in it. We've already bought a lot of cars and furniture and appliances, and they're spending in double-digit gains from a year ago on things like vacation, recreation, personal care. They're buying back their free time. And that puts the Fed in a very awkward position. It prolongs this inventory cycle, but there's no evidence out there that the consumer is anywhere near recession levels. And that's a very odd place to be.
Mr. Berner, no recession, mild recession?
Well, Bob, as Diane mentioned, she and I are old friends, but even though it looks like I come from Wall Street, right now I'm on Main Street in Wilmington, Delaware, and it seems to me that what we're seeing is the concern over job losses and actual job losses, and I think that's the second phase of this mild recession, because when production cuts really start to gather steam, as they have in manufacturing, and some other places, we start to see, unfortunately, some job losses. Now, I don't think that these are likely to rival what we've seen in past recessions.
What about tax cuts? Would that help prevent a recession?
Well, since I think we're already in recession, I don't think they'd help prevent it. But moreover, as Fed Chairman Greenspan, and I'm sure Diane would agree, tax cuts tend to be a very awkward tool to stimulate the economy. It takes a while to implement them. We saw that in 1975, for example, they rushed a tax cut through the Congress just as the economy was emerging from recession. So my working assumption is we're going to have some tax cuts, but they're not going to come in time to avoid a recession. On the contrary, I think they'll reinforce recovery sometime next year.
How about tax cuts?
I go one step further on that. I do agree with Dick. Tax cuts are a very blunt tool, and even though I don't believe we're in a recession, by the time they actually take effect, Greenspan's made a point fairly clear here. He was blamed for one Bush recession. I don't think he wants to be blamed for another. And he's moved quickly and aggressively, and I think in an effort to make sure that this boat doesn't sink. He's also moved quickly and aggressively in an effort to prove, listen, the Fed can get its act together a lot faster than the administration and Congress when it comes to stimulating the U.S. economy. I'd like to make one other comment, too, on these kind of job cuts. They're very unusual. They're not very similar to a usual recession kind of job cuts. The temporary cuts that you usually see are not there. There was some very severe weather-related losses here in the Midwest. We had 21% declines in construction activity in the housing market during the month of December. We were in blizzards. I look at the cuts today, and I'm very interested, the Daimler Chrysler ones in particular. We've got such high attrition rates in the manufacturing sector that Daimler Chrysler over the next 3 years can easily more than meet their needs for cuts just by allowing people to retire who are eligible alone. So I think these job cuts have been taken a little bit out of context in terms of what their immediate impact is going to be on the U.S. economy.
Look, Bob, I think it's important to set this in perspective because when people talk about recession, what comes to mind immediately is something dire and deep perhaps even the recollection of the 1981-82 downturn, which was our deepest, one of our deepest, certainly, post-war recessions. And this is nothing like that. If I'm right, then this will be a very mild and short-lived affair, and I certainly hope I am.
Dick Berner is U.S. Chief Economist of Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. Diane Swonk is Chief Economist for Bank One in Chicago.